USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The trade envoys from the U.S. and China had their first conversation Thursday since President Biden took office. In a statement, U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai said that she and Chinese Vice Premier Liu discussed the Biden administration's worker-centered trade policy and an ongoing review of the U.S.-China trade relationship. Both sides said they looked forward to future discussions. And a new poll shows that a majority of Americans agree with the moves that several states have made in ending enhanced federal unemployment benefits. At least 23 states have announced they would opt out of the federal program that provided an extra $300 in weekly unemployment benefits. A Quinnipiac poll released Wednesday showed that 54% of Americans believe that ending the extra payments is the right move, with 38% saying it's the wrong thing to do. State officials who have moved to end the benefits argue that the extra payments have contributed to labor shortages. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Italian police have made several arrests in the case of a cable car accident over the weekend. Lance Pry reports.
In a follow-up, Italian police arrested three people Wednesday in the cable car disaster that killed 14 people on Mount Monterone in northwestern Italy. Interrogations revealed workers on Sunday placed a fork-shaped clamp on the emergency brake to deactivate it as a patchwork repair. Without any brakes, witnesses say after the lead cable broke, the cabin reeled back down the hill until it hit a pylon and pulled off the cables, falling 50 feet. The lone survivor, a 5-year-old boy, remains hospitalized. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And AAA says this weekend will be huge for travel. More than 37 million Americans are expected to hit the road over the holiday, a 60% increase from a year ago. However, that is still nearly 6 million fewer travelers than before the pandemic. The travel group notes that the number of travelers may fluctuate, as a surge in COVID cases in an area may cause some to stay home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Ohio drew the first winner Wednesday in its Vax-a-Million lottery, giving away $1 million to one lucky resident who had received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. On Tuesday, Colorado became the latest state to offer a lottery for those who get vaccinated, announcing a similar program to Ohio's. Former acting director of the CDC, Dr. Richard Besser, says he'll be interested to see if those incentives drive people to roll up their sleeves. He tells CBS News that it's also possible that the many offers could be seen by the public as a bribe.
I'll be interested to see what studies show in terms of incentives, because there's a wide range of incentives that are out there. For some people who are on the fence who were saying, you know what, I do want to get vaccinated, but I'm not in any rush. You know, when it's convenient, I'll do it. But when they see an incentive, they'll say, wow, I'd really like that gift card. I'm going to go do that. But there's also some concern that people don't want to feel coerced or bribed into doing something. And the sense of, well, if I have to be bribed to do this, is there something wrong with that?
And former Virginia Senator John Warner has died. The Virginia Republican served 5 terms in the Senate before retiring in 2008. A Navy veteran, Warner served in World War II and Korea and was later Secretary of the Navy from 1972 to 1974. He was also a federal prosecutor. Warner was known for his marriage to Elizabeth Taylor, the pair marrying in 1976, her 6th of 7 marriages, and divorcing in 1982. President Biden called Warner a man of principled stances who was guided by his conscience and the Constitution. John Warner was 94. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.